is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth. Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak. That actually is live from the lair. All right. If you guys been following this channel for a while, you know I'm a retired U.S. Army first sergeant. And I spent 33 years in the system. 21 active, the rest guard reserve time. I have seen the Army change. From when I first came in, like I literally enlisted in 1986, and the first question out of the recruiter's mouth was like, do you suck dick? And I was like, what? I was shocked he asked me that, because I gotta ask that. And then we went to don't ask, don't tell. And then, you know, you have seen what happened in the, you know, the Biden administration. Now, I retired in 2018, April of 18. I was medically retired, and I fought it tooth and nail. But let's just be honest. I got to see women graduate Ranger School. The standards get watered down to basically pointlessness. And even President Trump and several senators really couldn't get any answers of why all of a sudden women were making it through Ranger School. One of them was a 38-year-old single mother. Which, in my opinion, is impossible, especially if they kept the standard the same when I went. And I hate to be that guy. Back in my day when it was hard, you know, it was a really tough course, mainly punishing, not so much on the learning side. But it is what it is. Now, I watched the Hegseth speech. I did a video directed to Hegseth about a week and a half ago. About a week prior to his big speech. And he talked about three or four of the bullet points, and hopefully he'll get to the rest. Mainly because if they want to keep a 100% volunteer force, they're going to have to make some big changes in regards to leadership, training, standards, grooming, the whole deal, because it's literally become nothing but a shit show. I mean, I still have guys, friends of mine who are still in the service, and several of them are like, screw it, I'm dropping my packet. And then they heard Hegseth speak, and they're like, well, maybe I'll hold off for a while and see how this is going to play out. Now, I've watched several interviews of former officers who went after Hegseth because she doesn't have the experience. Meaning, he doesn't have the experience of backstabbing and screwing people over and doing all of the crazy shit, rotting on some officer staff for a decade, stuck in officer limbo land, which is one of the main reasons after I got my 4-year degree, I did not become an officer, because I was in the business of leading troops. And in 33 years of service, I did it for roughly 31 years. Most officers come in and they're a section leader or a platoon leader when they're a lieutenant. Maybe they'll get a company command, and very few get battalion command. Meaning, if they don't get a company command and they don't do well, they literally rot on a staff doing nothing but getting coffee, maybe doing some reports. They're not leading troops. They're not leading from the front. I want to have officers in charge of any of my relatives who go into the Army that have some goddamn experience, who know how to read a map, who aren't paralyzed with doubt or fear or crippled by their own pride. That gets people fucking killed. In fact, it's my opinion that if you really want to become an officer, or if the Army wants to maintain the officers, they should pick them from the enlisted, from people who are tested, have made the cut, met the standards, and then they're worthy of the investment of all that time and money it takes to make somebody an officer. Because today, literally, people are captains of the chess team, the debate team. Maybe they were a captain on their tennis club or whatever. That doesn't mean shit. And I've talked to many officers who got the nod to go to West Point, and they literally, in my opinion, didn't deserve it, and they squandered it. And we're going to go through some of that shit today on this show. It's going to be a shit show, because there's a lot of people who are freaking out. And I could hear the assholes slamming shut as soon as he started speaking and going in on these guys. Because we have way too many field grade officers. The word on the street is 40% of the full bird colonels and generals out there are going to get a pink slip, meaning they have to drop their retirement packet, and it's not going to be optional. I have seen that happen, and it's ugly. Do I care? No. You want to know what I care about? The soldiers on the ground, just like when I was on active duty. I was always that NCO. When shit was going south, I'd be out there in the rain, the cold, the heat, doing everything my dudes would do, and then some. I was always that NCO who ran top cover. Hell, I even lied for some of my guys and got waylaid for it when I got caught. That's what you do when you're the man, and everyone's looking up at you. I want to have officers in charge of the guys worthy of that title, because right now, they don't. All right, Steve, bring it on.
What?
Let's God damn it.
Quick anecdotal story about the kind of officer that you're talking about. We had, when I was on G5, which is an Army level 1-star staff, I was the operations sergeant. We got a captain who was dead in the water, and he was on like year 19 and knew that he was never making major. And he came in. This was a good dude, but he did not fillet the star-shaped knob.
Mm-hmm.
He was not an ass kisser. And the colonel that we had, fortunately, we had a really good colonel, looked at him and said, you know what? You're getting a coaster a year. And we just kind of, you know, sent him to a couple of things that I go along and help him through liaison meetings with Rock First Corps or that kind of thing. But normally when we were back in garrison and stuff, the colonel would be like, go tend to your family, Bob. Just go tend to your family, Bob. We're okay. You get because I know you're fucked. Mm-hmm. So this is your coaster year. And he was a good dude, but he was exactly that kind of officer. And it's not necessarily because they're not competent. The problem a lot of the time with Captain Bob was that he wouldn't kiss ass.
That's right. He's not a good old boy.
He refused to lick boots. Now, that's the same thing is going on with Hegseth. He only made major. That's fine. Everybody's like, oh, well, you know, that's, oh, yeah. And it's exactly what you were talking about. They didn't have time to groom him mm-hmm. to make sure that he also had compromised positions and he also had compromised money and he also had moved. Because I know for a fact, I know firsthand that there are bank accounts out there that get used for shit. that's just reality.
The worst officer story I have, and I wasn't actually watching it. I was our RTO, and I was at the battalion talk.
Yeah.
And we had I just came back with my LT, and I'm sitting there at battalion meeting, and the battalion commander, brigade commander and the battalion commander there. And we had M60 tanks maneuvering. And they're like, we got to make sure everyone's not in the way because people get run over. That does happen.
It almost happened to me.
Yeah. And they're trying to get a position from this one LT who was a section leader. Mm-hmm. And literally, I swear to God, he's like, all right. My location is I'm under the moon now. And the brigade commander was like, park your tank, stop moving. We'll come and get you in the morning.
Oh my God! I'm like, under the moon now.
Yeah, I'm literally like I was a private. I was like an E2, and I look.
How does that even happen?
And like I literally look at my lieutenant, and he's just kind of like trying not to laugh out loud.
Oh my God! How the fuck does that even happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that is the worst story I have in regards to officers just being incompetent. That was, and it took only like a minute to hear that. I was like, oh my God. Oh shit.
I'm just stunned at that.
I know.
So for an armor officer, the navigation portion is like 70% of their job.
I know.
If you don't know where your element is, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or you just fucked your entire left flank or whatever.
Yeah. Because you know where the fuck you are.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't call you leg. They don't call leg infantry crunchies for no reason.
That's right. Wheel grease is what they call us.
That's fucking horrible shit. So anyway, on to Hegseth major one each. All the claims that, oh, he was a major. He doesn't deserve to be promoted to his position of Sec War. Blah, 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 blah. George Washington was a colonel, which is an 06. Ulysses S. Grant was a captain. Sherman was a major. Sheridan, a captain. Mm-hmm. George Meade, a captain. John F. Reynolds, lieutenant colonel. Pershing was a captain. George Marshall was a brigadier general. Okay, and then he was promoted all the way to general. Yeah. Eisenhower was a lieutenant colonel.
Started a bunch of these people just got promoted to general.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So this is far from unprecedented. Yeah. It's not even remotely unprecedented. The whole story about all of that shit where, he didn't earn it, blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Well one, the main reason they're doing this is they want to try to make the SecDef or the SAL, Secretary of War, look like mm-hmm. shit. And in turn, yes. make Trump look like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the good old boy network of officers.
Yes.
Saying a lot of this shit. And I'm going to tell you.
He's a disruptive.
Yeah. I have no love for officers, especially general officers. I've seen way too many people get backstabbed by those sons of bitches. I don't trust them.
I served under two officers that I trust. And one of those was at a fucking schoolhouse.
Yep.
Because he demonstrated integrity above and beyond the pale. He just, the guy had so much fucking integrity. It wasn't funny.
Yep.
And the other one was the colonel that I worked for at Civil Affairs when I worked there. The general, the one star, was he wasn't bad, but he was just a dick.
Yeah.
He was just unnecessarily a dick. You don't need to be a dick.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm all for it. I want to see Hegseth just crush people and kick them the fuck out. I want him to see him go after the people who allowed the trans people on post.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him pull the tabs from the women who made it through Ranger School, supposedly. Yep. The officers who lowered the standard allowed that to happen. If they're retired, I want them called back in, court-martialed, busted down to captain. Fuck those guys. Yep. I mean, you cannot sell out you can't sell out the military, and it's absolutely disgraceful that it happened for 4 years.
So while we're doing this, I'm going to skip two slides here because I want you to see this fourth slide that's actually here, because this is important shit. This is the moment in the military where legends are fucking made.
Okay. Oh, the fat guy?
No. Memorandum for senior Pentagon leadership. Subject: mandatory integration of Ranger panties into all physical training uniforms. The Department of War recognizes that victory is achieved not only through weapons and tactics, but also through the aggressive display of quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes. Effective immediately, Ranger panties will be the sole authorized PT short across all branches.
Nice.
This is like the wall-to-wall counseling manual.
Is this real?
Of course it's not real, but somebody released it.
Get the hell out of here.
But this will go down in legend. This will be posted in every orderly room.
It's like the wall-to-wall counseling book?
Yes. Or the I Like How This Sucks cartoon.
Yeah. I believe we have the wall-to-wall counseling FM on our site to download.
We do. The wall-to-wall counseling is available. But having Ranger panties made the uniform of the day for PT is just an astounding testament to just what kind of a sense of humor the military has.
Yes.
Because this is right in line with all of that stuff.
I mean, I had to run around in those when I was in the Ranger battalion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people are like, you guys are gay. Well, yeah, whatever. I got a 295 PT test.
Yeah, but we're gay. We're gay in the regiment. That's fantastic. Oh, so how gay were you guys? Were you this gay?
Oh no, this is delusional gay.
Okay, this is what Hegseth has to fight through. This is the sickness, the depravity, the degeneracy that our military was turned into between about 2000. I started to see this shit around 2004, not to this extreme, but I started to see the lapse in standards and, oh, well, we're not going to put him out. He's screaming gay. He's like on fire gay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that's okay. It'll be all right. I'm like,
no.
Out. There's a regulation.
If you don't,
we're not here to debate points. There's a regulation.
Like, listen, I did like somewhere between 15 and 20 separation packets on female soldiers who didn't make height and weight for over a year and a half. They wouldn't put them out. They just wouldn't do it.
I recommended 3. I had a total of 3 that I recommended for that. One guy that I came close to recommending, all of a sudden the lights came on. And he started really kicking in and making an effort. By the time I had been out for about 4 years, he gives me a call, and he's now a CW2.
Oh, wow.
And this was in like 2006. He calls me, hey, Sergeant Filling, I'm a CW. Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just decided I liked it. went to Pathfinder school. He was this skinny little fucker who couldn't finish a run and couldn't do a push-up.
Yeah.
And I dogged his ass. And I had a bunch of PT failures. And he just started passing. He just all of a sudden go, oh, I could pass the standards. Okay.
Now, these two officers wearing these masks, they need to be kicked the fuck out right now if they're not. Yeah.
The bottom one here, this guy over here, this is a colonel. This is a, it's a bird on his shoulder.
It's a full bird, huh?
Now, I can't see this guy's rank, but that's also an officer there.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing shoulder boards.
He's probably a lieutenant colonel.
And then there's this thing.
Yeah, the honorary admiral. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
What, the morale, the hit to morale in something like that. Well, you can't do this shit.
Well, they did it on purpose.
Yes, of course they did.
This is all done on purpose. And I would beg to say that Obama was earmarked, put in that position to humiliate the country because, you know, he's married to a trans person, in my opinion. Or a cross-dresser.
Come on now.
You're not fooling anyone.
Mike is not. Mike's a good guy. I mean, Mike's a good girl. I mean, I'm not really sure what I mean there.
Yeah.
That's what Hegseth walked into, though, is that mentality, that world, that whole thing. And then when he came in, immediately the crazy-ass fucking Herodians started in on him. And who better to start with in this particular case but our good friends at The View?
Yeah, here we go.
Befuddled by why he did that. The optics were terrible, meaning all of our top military brass are all in one place. And
I'm going to call on this one. One of the things that happens in the military is the commander calls everybody together and leaves you sitting there for an hour and comes in and says like three words and leaves. It's a tradition in the military that you just get. That. We hate it.
Or stay at attention at parade, you know. At a parade for hours.
Yes. That formation is on the ground in formation for 45 minutes before the adjutant's call is sounded. Yep. I personally want to believe in my deepest, darkest, blackest, burned out heart that Hegseth did this to make these general officers pay for all the times that they did it to troops.
One can only hope.
$1 to get them there. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. It also didn't make a lot of sense to me that he was saying that he was going to toughen physical standards and review the anti-hazing policy by sort of implementing a hazing policy.
So the military hazing policy, let's go over that for a second.
Sure. I got the hazed out of me when I went to the Ranger Battalion. That's just the way it goes.
The hazing policy isn't a hazing policy. You're learning war.
Yes.
It's hazing in a frat house at college. It's hazing on a high school football team. That's hazing. In the military, it's hardening. You need to be able to take shit.
In pain.
Period. And inconvenience and frustration, especially frustration. What a load of shit.
And then also he said he was going to return to the highest male standard for combat positions because troops were fat. I don't understand how that was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military.
Maybe he's referring to Colonel Sanders.
It was really a bizarre thing. He started talking about woke DEI policies. By the way, there are no gender quotas in the military. By the way, he fired more than a dozen military leaders, many of them people of color and women. He fired the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Charles Brown Jr., who is African American. First woman to command the Navy, Admiral Lisa Franchetti.
He was incompetent.
I don't understand the sort of hypocrisy of firing these people.
Stop it right there.
I was about to stop it. So
Just be honest. These are people who don't understand war fighting. They don't have a warrior ethos. They don't have a warrior mindset or even a fighting mindset. Yes. Everyone on The View has been bought and paid for as a talking shill head.
Yes.
That's it.
There's another factor that I heard articulated well today. This is a form of narcissism where all they're doing is saying what they think will make everybody around them happy. And they're counting on that dopamine from everybody around them going, yeah. and they don't really believe anything that they're saying. It's parroting phrases. Now, she cried about the whole DEI thing and how a woman got fired and a black man got fired. And that's racism, because guess what? I want the competent people. I worked for a competent woman. I had a competent black commander.
That DEI shit.
And I didn't even think of them that way.
No.
They were competent commanders, and I did what they told me to do because they were competent.
Having all these people meet together and then denigrating them.
But did you look at it? They look at him like he has two heads.
Well, they didn't applaud the beginning of that. Yeah. You just saw the president is Trump. President Trump said, if you want to applaud, you applaud. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room.
Stop it right there. All right. So if you watch the entire thing, mm-hmm. he walks off stage. Mm-hmm. And then they applaud after he's gone.
Which is customs and courtesy.
Yeah, that's a standard courtesy. He's the sow. Mm-hmm. He literally says, you're hired or you're fired, and you're either raised up or you're gone.
With the sitting in a theater like that, we have done
many times.
I
have been in that theater getting yelled at by officers for hours on end,
mm-hmm.
or getting briefed in or briefed out, read on, read off, different operations. I mean,
in the case of very important people, we had rehearsals. They were extensive, but what they would do is bring us all in. You file in a particular order, and you sit down in a particular order, and they gave us instructions on when to clap.